It didn't sound so positive of our Mama Rivka. And so I felt, let me think about it. What actually happened there? And I saw there were three problems in the whole episode. Problem number one, and I know that you can answer me, but it's okay. It's a problem. Number one, why didn't Rivka say to her son, when you come to your father, change your voice. Speak like Esav. You know how Esav speak. All right, you know, we'll put the begadim and you'll be Sa'ir, fine. But change your voice also. Number one, we know also that when somebody is blind, the other senses are very developed. The chush shmi'a and also chush hamishush. Okay? You hear better, he hears better, and he can touch and he feels. That's number one. So he didn't change his voice, that, like she said. Number two, when from his point, I'm talking about Yaakov, when he comes to Yitzchak, what did he say to him? He said, Anochi Esav Bechorecha. I am your Bchor. And I'm Esav. It's something is wrong there. Okay? That's from his point of view. And then from the point of view of Yitzchak, he says, Hakol kol Yaakov v'hayadayim yedei Esav. Here talks a blind man who can listen well and he understands what he feels something. Something is wrong. So when you have a problem like this, you don't bench him. You have a problem. You don't know who he is. Rivka, come here. Who is this guy here? He didn't say that. Katuv vayivarecheihu. And he gave him the bracha. So we can see those three problems bothers me. You know, when I got up and I said like this. Rivka did not want, and also he said, Ba achicha bemirima, vayikach birchatecha, jumps the onkelos right away, bechokhmeta. Bechokhma. What's the chokhma here? Actually, Rivka, that's the man, I start the answer. Rivka wanted to show Yaakov the difference between Esav and between Yaakov. She wanted to bring him in front of him, both of them. Esav and Yaakov. Now you hear Esav, you hear Yaakov, and you can feel if you want Esav, and you can also hear Esav, what Esav used to talk to you before. Before, he was the cheater. Ketzad Abba, ketzad me'asrim et ha-melach. Right? He used to do. Who's the Ramai here? Who's the Ramai? Esav. And Yaakov was the Ish Emet. He says exactly, Anochi Bechorecha. One minute. Anochi Bechorecha. If you want, Esav. Anochi, Esav, Bechorecha. Both of us are in front of you. Like Ima wanted to tell you. See in front of you both of us, Anochi and Esav. Now, you can bless whoever you want. And Rivka said the same thing to him, Al tidag, he's not going to curse you. If he's going to curse you, it's on me. Of mir gesucht. Okay? Don't worry about it. So, that's the whole story is. Rivka wanted simple to show יצחק, אתה רוצה לתת לעשו את הברכות? No. אני מביאה לך in front of you עשו, אני מביאה לך in front of you יעקב, then it's your decision. הכל כל יעקב, והידיים ידי עשו. Now do whatever you think is right. ויברכהו. And not only this, later on he says to עשו, ויברכהו, גם ברוך יהיה. Yeah, he deserves the ברכות. You sold the בכורה. בא אליי אחיך הבכור. אנוכי בכורך. If you want, just call me עשו. It doesn't matter. But אנוכי הוא בכורך. יעקב is the בכור and not עשו. And Rivka wanted to tell him that, and he understood exactly what his her mother said. There is more that I thought. It's just in the morning when I got up, so I'll develop it more. But there is more to this story. It's not so simple, not so simple like cheating. There's no cheating here at all. There's simply facts. Facts. Esav hu Ramai. ויעקב היא איש האמת. Thank you very much.
שקויח, שקויח. Beautiful, brilliant, brilliant, שקויח. Okay, let's take a break, let's take a short break. And then we're going to talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, you said turkey.
I know, I couldn't. So many people said, like, you're not going to talk about Thanksgiving? All right, I gave in. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving.